1041 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. We are off tomorrow. There's a game at 1:15. We will drop about a 45-minute podcast at 10 a.m. Andrew, what are we going to label it just so people know?
Probably something like bonus camp stories.
Okay. We just called it bonus podcast, right?
Well, I called it bonus baseball podcast last time. Because it was the bonus podcast for baseball, and some people got all mad about it.
Yeah, because it's not a podcast about baseball.
Right.
Okay, you don't say a word today.
Well, you're complaining that you didn't have the words earlier, and now you don't want them. All right.
You don't even know what we talked about.
I see. I heard. Well, I do not know about the podcast. So
I'm going to call it bonus camp stories.
Bonus Wheeler sucks.
Yeah, we actually did air all of our grievances about
Wheeler. Oh, that's good.
We just went around the room.
That's fine. There's plenty of target to shoot at there.
We had the Grandma Glover play you.
Okay.
What do you guys make of all this Iranian stuff? Specifically, that the president and Hegseth came out immediately, and it's obliterated, and it's like it's just gone, and it's completely wiped off the face of the earth, and now our own people. This is what bothers me. If we said it's obliterated, and Iran said it's not, I'll go with obliterated. But when defense people, when our Pentagon, when our intelligence people say it's way too early to say, and the early returns are that it's not obliterated, and we continue to double down, that bothers me.
Yeah.
Because that tells me that either Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth and any number of people are more concerned with what they want it to be than what it actually is. I think Hegseth is one of the worst things to happen to America. I think that he's going to be outed. I think he's going to be gone by the end of the term. But I think we're going to have to go through some stuff to get there.
Yeah, I don't get the preemptive celebrations for things, right? Like, I don't understand why not just wait until you have the intelligence that tells you what damage you did rather than claiming victory right out of the gate. I get that's the personality that we're dealing with. But that also sets you up where you're going to sometimes look like a fool because you didn't get it right. And like with the intelligence community, when a president says something, or not a president, a politician says something that turns out to be wrong, well, they just, you know, they BS'd it, or they're kind of habitually exaggerators or whatever. When intelligence analysts do that, people die. They can't be wrong. They have to get it right. They have to wait and see what it really is and dig into the intel, both human and technological, because if they get it wrong, then people die because of those mistakes, mm-hmm. as we found out on 9/11, mm-hmm. right? A lot of intelligence failures. I mean, we've all watched the documentaries. We've all read the report, or at least the stories about the report. I don't think any of us have read the 9/11 Commission report.
No.
But like, politicians are on the easy side. Because if they say something, they just move on and act like they didn't. Yeah. If they're wrong. And if they're right, well, then they just keep on saying it.
And outside of the Donald Trump factor, even if it were Biden again, there is this pressure now to have an answer immediately. That's one thing that's happened with us and our phones and AI and Google and the whole thing is it would be unthinkable for the president to come out the day of the bombings and say, "We're not going to know for a couple, 3 weeks. We're hopeful."
Mm.
That just wouldn't stand. People wouldn't put up with it.
Yeah. So think about the operation that killed Osama bin Laden, right? What did they have to do to make sure that they verified it? Well, they sent human beings in to a very dangerous place. They wound up shooting him, took photos, took him back to the aircraft carrier, took him back to the base so they could verify that this is the person. And then after all of the verifications were done, then the president went on television and made the announcement, as opposed to just, all right, well, they're done and they're safe, so now we're going to say it was a success. And I mean, that's how this has been. I mean, the personality of our current president is shoot first, ask questions later. Like, I'm going to just pronounce everything on Truth Social and not wait and not get, you know, the result, the actual result. And, you know, normally that would be a bad thing because people would hold it against you if you're wrong or exaggerating. Maybe not wrong, the right term, maybe just exaggerating. But it doesn't seem to matter. It's okay to exaggerate, and then people will be like, no, well, that's just because all those outlets, they all suck.
Well, yeah, that's what Carolyn Leavitt is saying. She's basically saying this assessment that we didn't actually obliterate everything is flat out wrong, and it's some low-level loser in the intelligence agency leaking this to CNN, and everyone knows it's actually completely obliterated. And it's like, well, I mean, what do you say to that whenever the press secretary is presented with, like, hey, there's a report that's contradiction hitting you, and then it just kind of personal attacks.
Anyone who's never wrong. I don't care if it's your spouse, if it's your parent, if it's your best friend, if it's your boss. Anyone who's never wrong, I just don't trust them. And that lady is never wrong. It never goes against the administration. There's never been an administration. There's never been a person. There's never been a group of people who were perfect all the time. There just never have been. There are going to be times on the Dave Glover show or the Trump administration where you just boof it.
Yeah.
And it's on you.
Yeah.
And someone asked you about it.
And you own it.
And you own it.
Yeah.
And you move on.
Yeah.
But when like we did, I did a terrible first hour without you on today because I already left it all on the field with the podcast that you didn't make either. And that's on me.
And I own.
And you owned
the delay.
You own the delay.
Yeah.
I own the crappy content. But if I had a Carolyn Leavitt out there, it'd be like, no, this is a low. Sean Malone's the one who leaked this, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, and it wasn't a bad hour, and Kevin was here. He just couldn't see him on the camera. Like, I just don't trust people who are never wrong.
No, I also don't understand how you can refer to this information as being a leak if it's not real. It's either made up or it's a leak. If it's a leak,
that's a good point.
That means somebody took real information and leaked it as opposed to just making stuff up.
JR says, when was the last time you heard any press secretary admit the administration was wrong? My boy, Tony Snow.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good friend of mine. He admitted several times that they had made mistakes.
Yeah.
Since then, I don't know. I couldn't even tell you every press secretary, but Tony Snow did a good job.
I would bet that most do not. Like, I don't think KJP did very often.
No.
Like, we were wrong. We were wrong.
No, definitely
or
not.
Yeah, like, the president, he's fine. He's totally great. He's on top of his game. Like, no, I mean, it is true, but that makes us not trust him. And it should make anybody with an ounce of independent thought in your mind, it should make you distrust them, too. If somebody's never wrong, they're lying.
Yes.
Everybody's wrong.
Yes.
Everybody's wrong sometimes. Everybody makes an incorrect decision or miscalculation. And if you can't admit that, then you're lying. To yourself, maybe, but also to us. That's not hard. Again, that's true for KGP. It's true for Carolyn Leavitt. It was true for Ari Fleischer when he was doing that for W, when they were doing all the WMD stuff and putting out, oh, we got it right. We know. No, you didn't.
Okay, so what does it mean if it's not actually obliterated and we only set them back a few months? Does that mean we hit Iran again?
Well, I think we gave them our best shot. You know, these bunker busters that we've heard so much about over the years, we used 12 of them. And it sounds like it's possible. Hell, I don't know. If Trump doesn't know, Dave Glover certainly doesn't know. But what I'm hearing is it's possible that it only did surface damage and didn't obliterate anything down beneath and only set them back a few months as opposed to setting them back forever. It's over with. They're never going to even try again. That's a Grand Canyon of space. That's a big chasm right there.
Yeah, it's hard to know. And, you know, part of what's, I'm sure there are intelligence operators that have some of the information, like how far down does it go?
Yes.
What's it protected by? How many inches, how many feet of cement surround it? But I mean, we have, Iran's not the United States. They don't have the resources, technology that we do at our disposal. But I mean, we have some pretty hunkered down bunkers where the end of the world type things. We have an underground city built somewhere. I forget exactly where it is, but I mean, it's under like miles of rock and mountain, and it's also got like 3-foot walls, thick walls of cement. and probably reinforced with steel. I mean, like, we just I don't know that we know what that all is. I'm sure the people that are analyzing it have some idea.
Yeah. Just troubling. Par for the course, but troubling. Yeah.
There is the argument to be made that even if it did not permanently disable it, it did send a message of willingness to do it.
It may work.
And that may be, again, just throwing out all the possibilities here, may be enough to slow things down, to make them go, maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe we'll be better off
David
if we don't.
David is saying, what is wrong with assuming that it was a victory based on what the outcome of the mission objectives were? Well, I think you just answered your own question, David. You don't assume victory.
Right. You know it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why George W. Bush got made fun of for the mission accomplished banner hanging behind him.
Good. Because
the mission wasn't accomplished.
Yeah, great analogy.
Part of it was, right? Operations were very successful, and they were going. But, I mean, like, we just finished this stuff up a few years ago, and that started in the early 2000s. So, like, it clearly wasn't accomplished, but that certain part was, and that's why you probably need to wait. It's like reacting to a ball game in the third inning. You're not going to know until it's a final score.
All good analogies. Welcome back, DGS, KMOX, happy Wednesday. Let's leave the politics behind for the moment and do Way Back Wednesday.
All right, 58 years ago in 1967, the Beatles performed All You Need Is Love on live TV for an audience of 200 million people.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
Apparently the Rolling Stones and The Who were in the studio as part of the audience.
I've seen the video many times, but I didn't realize it was 200 million people.
Man.
48 years ago in 1977... Park Ranger Roy Sullivan was struck by lightning for a record 7th time.
Jeez.
He survived all the strikes, but get this, he ended up taking his own life in 1983.
Wow. I wonder if it was related.
I don't, maybe it like did something to him and he just, I don't know. But
yeah.
That is a wild life.
When I was a little kid, my brother worked at the what was it called? I want to say the box board, the something box something in Alton. It was just like a company where everyone worked, and he got electrocuted really, really bad.
Oh, no.
Like, obviously he didn't die, but it was like that bad. So,
poor guy.
I remember that as a kid.
Did we ever talk about Ray Caldwell, the baseball player that got struck by lightning in the middle of a game?
No.
In a game.
And woke back up and finished pitching the game.
Jeez.
not even kidding. I think it was in 1919 or something.
Damn.
43 years ago in 1982, Blade Runner was released, starring Harrison Ford and Sean Young.
I think the prettiest a female has ever been in life was Sean Young as Rachel, the replicant.
Oh, yeah. In that movie?
Yeah. When he was...
I thought you were making a different reference.
When Sean Young played Rachel from the
Sean
DGS.
Young was in a bunch of stuff.
Remember when she was Rachel from Friends?
She was Ray Finkel.
That's when she was so hot.
All right, 43 years ago, also in 1982, John Carpenter's The Thing was released, starring Kurt Russell, Keith David, and Wilford Brimley.
Which one?
The Thing.
Oh my God, one of my favorite movies of all time. Fantastic. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, there have been a couple of remakes. There was the more modern one was really good, too.
Yeah. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Another movie for you, 32 years ago in 1993, Sleepless in Seattle, starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, was released.
Wow, 33 years. Yep. Way Back Wednesday is not as much fun when you're 60.
It sucks. Then when you start doing the relative thing where you're like, well, you know, 30 years ago, so when I was 30 years from before that would have been 1950, you're like, oh, God.
Oh, man, what was the thing I saw?
1960.
That we were, like, closer to the moon landing. I need to see if I can find this again. Sorry. It was one of these. I thought it would come to me.
Well, while he's looking that up, 32 years ago in 1983, What's Love Got to Do With It, starring Angela Bassett as Tina Turner and Lawrence Fishburne as Ike Turner, was released.
Isn't that Amy Marxcore's song she was playing for us?
That is.
Yeah.
She sings that song every single day. I guess.
Never witnessed this.
I witnessed it today. She was full on dancing in the kitchen.
That sounds like the title of another movie.
Full on dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
And it was Who Shot Mr. Burns? the event Simpsons episodes, the finale.
Is close to the moon shot?
It is closer to the moon landing than it was to right now.
Wow.
That's bad.
It was like 25 years after the moon landing and 29 years ago or something like that.
29 years ago, speaking of, in 1996, Jay-Z released his debut album, Reasonable Doubt.
To my knowledge, I've never heard one Jay-Z song.
You have.
Have I?
It'd be one of you, if you play, if you heard it, you'd be like,
It'd be hard. Just at like sporting events and stuff.
It'd be impossible not to.
It'd be hard to avoid. 99 Problems.
Yeah.
I mean, I know of it.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've ever listened to it.
Yeah.
28 years ago in 97, Jacques Cousteau died in Paris at age 87.
He was such a big deal when I was a kid.
It's like one of the few like known nature explorers.
Yeah.
26 years ago in 99, the Adam Sandler movie Big Daddy was released.
Not a fan.
Yeah, that's not one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies.
Sean Young was so hot as Big Daddy in that.
She was the replicant in that too, right?
Rachel the replicant.
Named Rachel.
21 years ago in 2004, The Notebook was released starring Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Also haven't seen it.
Was that big in your sky? When you were a kid?
I think it was just like a millennial thing. Everyone had seen that movie. I've seen it so many times. I truly hope I never see it again. I'm so over it.
I've never seen it, and I truly hope I never see it again.
I mean,
someone tells me you won't.
If you've never seen it, it's totally worth watching. It's just, I had it on DVD, and it'd be like, I'm bored. I'll watch The Notebook. And now I'm just like, Nicholas Sparks, I cannot one more time with you, sir. Like, I can't do it again.
That was his name?
The author of the book.
Oh, the book. Okay, okay.
Didn't they hate each other, the two stars?
They did, but then they ended up dating.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 20 years ago in 2005, John Fiedler, who was famous for doing the voice of Winnie the Pooh's Piglet, died at the age of 80. This is the crazy part. One day after the voice of Tigger died.
He was Piglet?
He was Piglet.
Oh, I thought he was Pooh.
Nope. I don't know who was Pooh.
Hmm.
It's a funny sentence.
Oh, bother.
I don't know who was Pooh. Oh, man.
19 years ago in 2006, Nicole Kidman married country superstar Keith Urban.
And they're still married, right?
They're still married.
Really?
Still doing the dang thing. 16 years ago in 2009, Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett died within hours of each other.
Oh, yeah. He really screwed her over.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Everybody was like, this is going to be the biggest story for a week. Farrah Fawcett died, and then Michael Jackson died like 20 minutes after
Michael
that.
Michael Jackson's like, hold my beer.
He evidently set a record for not sleeping, because I don't think propofol is considered sleep.
Oh.
And he did it like 45 days in a row.
Ooh. That's not good.
Way back Wednesday. Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Top of the hour, we have our buddy Janelle, who does our movie reviews for us. She'll be hanging out. Matt Pauly's going to join us at 4 o'clock and talk some Cardinals. Tonight, I will be at the game in Big Mac Land. If you're anywhere around, find me. Say hello, please. It's always nice to meet listeners. Stairway to Kevin.
Sure. All right, I got a couple things. I'm going to bring this up again, because we've talked about killer whales before, right? So we talked about how they were...
That's the most little kid thing you've ever seen.
I know, but we do this like with certain animals, and killer whales have come up like three times, right? This will be the third, because the first time I brought it up was when they were wearing salmon as
hats,
style.
Right.
They were putting them on their heads and just swimming around with them because they thought it looked good.
Right.
Right? I mean, like, that's what scientists figured they're doing.
Yeah.
And then they had the thing where they were attacking boats all over that area off of Spain, right? They had orcas attacking boats, and they were doing it like in a coordinated way. And it seemed like what the scientists felt like was they were just playing. Like, they just thought it was fun to do, so they all started doing it. And now they are finding this may be the first non-primate. I don't know this to be true, but I was reading the story. This might be the first non-primate. They are using tools. Killer whales are using tools to accomplish goals. So they were monitoring them via drone, and they saw that they were kind of like rubbing up against each other, and they were kind of like bumping and doing like a kind of like a almost like a tag type game, but like clearly doing something, and they couldn't figure out what. And then they zoomed in and saw that one of the killer whales had this long strand of kelp that they had pulled from the bottom, and that was what they were using to rub on the skin, because apparently it's like a skin treatment for them.
Wow.
Exfoliation.
So killer whales are using tools. they're playing games, and they're into fashion.
Yeah.
And I think we need to be concerned about this.
Kind of all about themselves.
Yes, I mean, queen.
But
yes.
Then, I mean,
drop
like,
the skincare routine.
If and we know that they have language, right? We know that they communicate
sure
with each
about
other.
Themselves.
Well, it's kind of like what we are. But like, there's so much that we don't understand that we're still learning about some of the, you know, the quote smarter animals in the world. Like we've learned a lot about like monkey behavior even in the last 10, 15, 20 years. We've learned a lot about clearly killer whales, elephants. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, maybe a couple years ago, that they discovered that elephants have names for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like they make
mourn.
A specific noise for a specific elephant. And if that elephant's name is called, it comes running, like it answers the call. And you're right, and they mourn. So if they lose a family member or a pack member, they memorialize it. They will stay there for a bit of time before moving on.
What if your name's...
That's my name?
Yeah. Very common elephant name.
Yeah,
that's like Smith.
Hey, if an elephant called me that, I'd come running. But what else do you think we don't know?
Everything.
Like, we know dolphins and porpoises are incredibly smart.
Mm-hmm.
And not only just learning tricks and repeating them, but like creating their own behaviors. Clearly, all of these killer whales are in the wild. They're not being trained to do these things. They're doing them for their own purposes, for their own reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And the combination of having some form of language, using tools, and engaging in like playful behavior combined with fashion behavior, like doing things because they call them trends. Like fads. They say the killer whales like fads, and they get into these things where they like to do the same thing like we do. That's crazy. And plus, they're really big.
They're starting to carry around the little laboo-boos or whatever they're called.
I saw a headline today. I wrote it down. Let me get this. Katy Perry shocks audience by slapping laboo-boo out of fans' hands.
I did see this.
And I'm like, I can't believe those words just went in my brain.
And then,
I like the way you say laboo-boo.
What's the name of the candy? Is it a Tam-Tam?
Got me on that.
That one's new to me.
Okay. I might be making this up. You know what? Forget I said anything.
Rachel just dreamed.
Laboo-boo candy.
And she's like, and what's that stupid candy? Am I right?
And what's stupider, carrying a laboo-boo or wearing a salmon on your head?
Probably the
salmon. Oh, it's Katy Perry's candy?
No, she knocked the laboo-boo out of the fans. She knocked the LaBaby out of the fans' hand, and then I thought she like offered them a cookie or a candy afterwards to make up for it. I didn't watch the video because I don't care about Katy Perry.
You seem to care quite a lot.
It just sounds like that could be used in so many ways. Like, I just knocked the laboo-boo out of him.
So she was handed a packet of Tim Tam chocolate biscuits.
Tim Tam.
So she was handed some Tim Tams, and then also somebody held out a laboo-boo for her to give her a laboo-boo, and she locked eyes with the laboo-boo, it says, which is a weird detail to add.
Yeah.
And then she smacked it with her microphone, and she screamed, "No laboo-boos."
Yeah, okay. All right. She's also breaking up with Orlando Bloom. They have parted ways after 9 years together.
Hmm.
Maybe he had too many laboo-boos.
You know more about Katy Perry.
She's all over my dang
Twitter. He probably
Twitter
got tired feed. Of all the memes from her concert tour. Did you guys see a lot of those on TikTok?
No.
They
were like doing the audio from an old Saturday Night Live skit where it's like this family of dancers, and then there's the fourth one that's just like stupid and messed up and can't do anything. And then that was her.
did they get back together, or have they been together this whole time?
Apparently they have been together this whole time. I think they have a child together.
Because I felt like they had broken up a very long time ago. Mm-mm. And she had like multiple boyfriends. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Rachel, did you see the thing where the fan made the big league player cry?
Was it about Katy Perry?
No, it's about laboo-boo.
Was it a laboo-boo again?
Yeah.
I actually have this in headlines.
So, Ketel Marte is the second baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and amazing. He's one of the best players in the National League. And they're in Chicago playing the White Sox, and apparently some jackass fan was making cracks about his mom who died in a car accident, like...
2017.
Yeah, so like 7, 8 years ago. So he was really young when that happened. I mean, he was a teenager when that happened. And it got to him. Like, he was on the field. They had to stop the game. His manager came out. He was clearly upset. They threw the fan out. They have now banned that fan from ever going to Rate Field in Chicago again. But like, why is it being such a horrible person seeming like these people think it's okay? Because it's happening more.
It is happening more.
It's happening more with this kind of stuff where it's not just like, you suck. Like, okay, you want to heckle a person. But like, lines are being crossed on the regular that in my lifetime covering sports and being at, I don't even know if it's hundreds or thousands of games that I've been at. And stuff that I've never heard before. Like things that people would not have touched in the past are now like, well, I'm just going to say it because I'm a tough guy. And then, of course, then this guy gets caught. I was going to call him a kid. He's not a kid. He's 22. And, now he's sorry and he feels bad. Well, like, yeah, you know what? You should have thought of that before. Now, I honestly hope people like that do get doxxed. I don't think you should just get away with being an anonymous person if you're going to do that. Maybe that's your lesson. You get to feel what it's like to be in the spotlight. You get to feel what it's like to be put on burn for the rest of the world as opposed to you being just a jerk and... I mean, like, what a horrible way to attack someone.
Well, he offered him a labubu as apology, but it was swatted from his hands.
Yeah.
Well, I love that he's like, I feel bad. Like, okay, when exactly did you start feeling bad?
Yeah,
when the person said that?
Yeah, when you got thrown out and banned is when you felt bad.
Then it's like, I might have taken it a little too far. When I brought up his deceased mother.
Do we know what he said about her?
I didn't see the exact comments.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody say exactly what was said.
But I feel so bad for this player. Yeah, he was crying, and his coach came out and comforted him and was like, we love you, we support you. Like, please don't let this have any sort of effect on you.
Did he keep playing?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're playing there tonight. So
and he hit a home run in the first, right,
he did,
Wheels?
Yeah, he did. And that's the thing. Other players would have a totally different reaction. If you say that to Tommy Pham, he's probably coming in the stands after you.
Yeah,
like he's tried that many times. I'm not defending that, by the way. That's a terrible idea. Don't do that if you're a ball player. But like everything's a lot easier when you're at a distance. And I wonder if the reason this stuff happens more is because it's typical online behavior where you don't have to face the consequences of the things that you're saying and typing.
Mm-hmm.
And now you just bring it into real life, and then when there's a consequence, you're like, oh, my bad. I didn't realize. But you should have realized, because there are consequences when you're an ass.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
No.
Because the consequences used to be, you did that to someone and said that to someone, they'd beat your ass right there.
Yeah.
And I'm not advocating for that as a good thing either, but it's not like it used to be. You did that in the 70s and 80s as a kid.
Yeah.
Or as a young adult, somebody's probably punching you.
Yeah. And they're not going to jail if I'm on the jury.
That'd be a pretty good defense. I was enraged. I don't know how that works legally, but juries probably like that.
Speaking of baseball, you know what I realized yesterday? Why the Minnesota Twins are called the Twins?
Yeah.
Never made that connection.
Really?
Nope. Twin Cities?
Yeah.
Just never made that connection.
Minneapolis-St. Paul?
Nope.
Is that crazy?
Do you think St. Paul ever gets like... inferiority complex?
Oh, sure.
Oh, I bet it's got little brother syndrome.
Yeah.
I don't know which one is better either. I don't know if like one has a better reputation than the other.
I don't know.
No idea. I've only been up there a couple times. It's nice though.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to the Mall of America?
No.
Never been up north much.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Too cold up there.
It's a lot. It's just
doesn't
a lot
seem
of
like
everything.
Your kind of place.
It's not. No, it's okay, but it's a lot. Like it's just so big and so many damn people.
Welcome back. Coming up at 3, we have our pal Janelle, who's going to do movie reviews for us. She's with us every Thursday, but we are off tomorrow because there's a 1:15 Cardinals game. Look for a bonus podcast dropping tomorrow morning around 10 a.m. It's me and Rage and Andrew talking about camp stories, and it's pretty fun, pretty funny.
It was a good time.
Yeah,
like actual
time.
Camping?
Like summer camp kind of stuff.
Oh, it's a good thing I wasn't there. I had never went.
You'll have to listen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
So if I asked you guys to count to 10 and I wanted you to be very accurate, how would you do it? And this is not a trick question. This is like an American thing.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1001.
Nailed it.
1001.
That's one way.
Yeah.
One Mississippi.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, like two Mississippi. Like, so count, like not the seconds. Numbers, but the yeah. time.
Right.
Count to 10
right.
seconds. Okay. Yeah.
So I have here the way they do it in other countries.
Oh, neat.
Yes. And there, and every country has a way of doing it.
One death to America, two deaths to America.
In Danish, oh, man. It's one case of beer, two case of beer. In Scotland, it's one elephant, two elephant. In China, it's 1-2-3-4, 2-2-3-4, 3-2-3-4, China.
That's a lot of numbers.
I've done that
friggin'
one.
Friggin' tryhards.
I've done the 1-2-3-4, 2-2-3-4 one before.
In Australia, it's one cat and dog, two cat and dog.
All right.
In Mexico, they must be really good at it. It's uno, brief pause, dos, brief pause. So
they just,
well, that's just counting.
They just time
they just
it.
Raw dog
they just
yeah,
time
they
it.
Just
yeah,
time
yeah.
it.
That's not their special way of counting. That's just counting.
In South Africa, it is one Mississippi, two Mississippi, but no one knew what it meant.
Ah.
It just got started doing
somebody
that.
There heard somebody here, and they're like, let's do it this way. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, okay.
You want a random fact that's going to piss you off?
Mm-hmm.
If you made $10,000 a day since the pyramids were built, you would have only 4% of Elon Musk's wealth. 10 grand a day.
That's
for thousands of years. I mean, 10 grand a day.
That is no joke.
That is no joke. And you would only have 4% of his estimated $450 billion.
That is phenomenal. Obviously, because we're not accruing the interest and things along those lines. We're just taking the money.
Right.
That's nuts.
And you know what, guys? He earned every cent. He deserves it.
He deserves it.
I couldn't be happening to a better guy.
Yeah.
You know.
So, similar thing that I just saw this morning. So, the NBA draft's coming up. You know, Cooper Flag?
Sure do.
He's going to be the number one pick. He's,
yep.
This guy's been amazing. So, somebody, this website that does track contracts for professional sports pointed this out.
Mm-hmm.
So, his rookie contract will be about $63 million total. His first extension on a Supermax deal will be $359
million. Jeez.
His second extension will be on a Supermax deal, assuming he's a star, $509 million. So by the time he's 31, he will earn $930 million NBA dollars.
No one needs $900 million.
What will he earn if he sucks?
Considerably less than that. But again, it'll be at least $63 million. He's going to get, I mean, like if he washed out after his rookie contract, he would make at least that.
I like how you said he's going to earn NBA dollars as if like...
like fun money.
It's like Monopoly money.
McDonald's dollars.
No, I don't.
Oh, they were magic. Anyone my age remembers the McDonald's money. It was like $1, and if you were from a rich family, $5 increments, and you'd get them in like, you know, Christmas stockings.
They still exist.
Yeah, they still exist. Does it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's essentially just a $1 gift card.
Right. That's what they were, but still.
I had some on my desk.
If I ask you from now on to call me Dickie Love Lady, would you have a problem with that?
I mean, why would you like to be called that, Dave? I'd like to do a little investigating first.
You don't know about Dickie Love Lady?
I don't think so.
He's a new pitcher.
Richard Love Lady? I didn't know he went by Dickie. I thought he went by Richard.
I have no problem with the name Dickie. I have several people in my family who went by that. So yeah,
very nice.
Not
yeah, but
to
I don't know
me.
That I
want
to do that with that
it,
name.
It's very Austin Powers-ish.
Yes,
it is.
Dickie Love Lady.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like the villain's henchman.
I can't believe Wheeler said, you mean Richard Love Lady?
That's his name on his baseball
Richard
card.
Love Lady Jr. the 4th Esquire.
That's what his baseball
is that
card
how you
says.
Mean?
Man. If you look him up, it says Richard.
Speaking of rich people, did you see that Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are trying to buy off Venice? They're giving money to local charities, and it's not working. And people are floating fake Bezoses down the waterways.
Yeah, I've heard there's a bunch of young people there that are planning on disrupting everything.
Yeah.
Did you see also he hired a bunch of like retired Marines to be their security? Like,
would we just hate him no matter what?
No. I don't hate Warren Buffett.
Yeah, good point.
You know, there are plenty of good billionaires. Maybe they're good, maybe they're not. But there are plenty that are not just like, shove it down your throat, look how rich I am kind of guys.
Speaking of Warren Buffett, he is making some news because Musk is agreeing with his assessment. He, for years, has said, I have a foolproof way to bring the budget into balance to get rid of the deficit, that you pass a law that if it's something like if the deficit is more than 3% of the GDP, that the sitting Congress people cannot be reelected.
Boom.
Yeah, that's smart.
See ya. You know me, but I want to run most of them out of there anyway. At least, I mean, like, not all the time, but every so often. You got to have some change, man. You can't have the same people there for 40, 50 years.
This is kind of cute. A woman named Kenny Carpenter is trending after her friends gave her an open bag of potato chips for her 30th birthday. So, you know, like the crunchers or whatever that they can double over, you know, like a double chip, like a chip gets...
Right.
And so they learned that she liked those, so they bought like 30 bags of chips and just took the doubles out and gave her a whole bag full of doubles.
That's some work.
That's pretty nice, right?
Yeah. It's sweet.
It's pretty sweet.
I don't want someone's fingers all over my chips, but it's
not
the
even your friends.
Counts.
Not even Dickie Lovelady.